The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am the licensed nutrition counselor available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And let me tell you, I am available at no charge to you. It's a service of the store. So you can come in with your blood work, with your health concerns, with your supplements, with your medications, and I will help you sort through it all so that you are very, very well supported from a nutrition perspective, both from the approach of supplements and from the approach of your diet as well. And just a little explanation for why you're not hearing Mr. Al Foreman's voice this morning. Just a little bit of technological glitches going on here with regard to computer connections and so on. So I will be with you for the next hour, and joining me this morning, I have a very special guest who will be talking to us all about Boiron homeopathic medicines. Joining me this morning, Christophe Merville. Good morning, Christophe.
Good morning.
I'm so very happy to have you joining me this morning, and I'm sure we're going to cover lots of areas of discussion that will clear up maybe some confusions that people have with regard to homeopathic medicines. Now, I know that so many of our clients here, our customers here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, are very well educated about maintaining their health through natural means. But there may be some listeners who still have not yet gotten into an area of using homeopathic approaches in a comfortable, easy way. So let's start with the basics. Tell our listeners about homeopathy. What is it that a beginner needs to know about homeopathy?
Well, homeopathy is what we call a therapeutic method. That's the way to treat diseases, symptoms, and I would say it can be used with conventional treatments. It's not in opposition with conventional treatments. So it has been around for about 200 years. And to just describe what it does, I will give you an example. Imagine you drink too much coffee. You'll be agitated. You'll have trouble going to sleep. And you'll have racing thoughts before finally, very late during the night, falling asleep. Well, if you have those symptoms, turning and tossing, racing thoughts, impossibility to fall asleep, a homeopathic preparation from the coffee bean will relieve the symptoms and help you falling asleep. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what homeopathy is.
And that's in the confines of 1 hour on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. That's what we have to do. We have to kind of give the information in a nutshell. And I can tell our listeners that if you were to come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you would be able to speak with knowledgeable representatives here on the floor of the store, and they will give you the more expansive explanations possibly about what you need to know for your individual health health challenges, your health concerns. Okay, so the next part that for beginners can be extremely confusing is how to choose the proper dose. When you're looking at homeopathic medicines, there are a variety of different doses, different choices that you can make. And so talk to our listeners, again, in a nutshell, with information about how to choose the proper dose for their particular health challenge.
So if you choose treat yourself with homeopathic medicine, you'll discover that, first of all, they are using a lot of different substances, and they are using them in extremely small doses. Well, that's always with homeopathy what is sometimes puzzling and confusing. But let's stay very simple. You'll see that after the Latin name of the homeopathic medicine, there is a number and a letter, for example, 6C or 30C. Those are this symbolizes how much the medicine has been diluted. 6C has been diluted 6 times by 100 times, and 30C 30 times by 100 times. So we are talking about very diluted substances. Now, if your symptoms are local, if you can point a finger to your symptom, for example, a heartburn, a sore throat, then a 6C would be more appropriate. And if your symptoms are general, encompassing the whole body and the mind, for example, a high fever or sleeplessness, as I said, then a high dilution like 30C would be more appropriate. So that's for the choice of dilution. Then if you want to go further and if you want to know how frequently you need to take the dose, which is usually 5 pellets, unless otherwise indicated, you'd need to take the dose the most frequent when the symptoms are most intense, and decrease the frequency when you see improvement.
That certainly does give me a very good explanation with regard to arnica as an example. So arnica for a home that has little children that are prone to bumps and bruises and trauma from falls and bumping and so on while they're playing. So an injury to a child, very, very safe to use the arnica, and use the arnica like every 10 minutes or so. And my experience with using arnica after a physical trauma is using it every 10 minutes or so. By the time you have reached 30 or 40 minutes, essentially the effects of the trauma, the pain, is negated. Is that too strong a statement with regard to using arnica?
I would say that's my experience also. If you have a kid that has a big bump, especially, the key is to give arnica for example, the 6C, if you want to give it orally, if you want to take the pellets. Give arnica 6C as soon as possible and repeat frequently, yes, 10, 15 minutes. And what we see is really dramatically the bump decreases, and of course the kid experiences less pain. So that you can also use Arnicare, which is the topical preparation, the ointment or the cream or the gel, locally, provided the skin is not open. Don't use the topical Arnica if the skin is open, if there is a wound, because that's going to sting.
I am such a very, very big fan of keeping Arnica Montana available. As I said, if there are little kids in the house or kids that are tend to be prone to injuries, let's say from any kind of activity, I'm thinking of soccer and hockey and those kind, football. Those are the kinds of things that sometimes the bumps and bruisers get pretty intense. So I am looking at a package of Boiron Pain Relief, and it has a combination of both the Arnicare gel and the pellets as well. Arnica Montana 30C pellets. So here's this twin pack. They call it a value pack. And with that Arnica twin pack, you can, it's obvious that you can use both of these approaches at the same time. So giving the pellets internally as well as applying topically the Arnica gel. Now, the same twin pack pain relief value pack comes with the gel and the cream. Is there any difference that we need to know about with regard to relieving pain and reducing bruising and the swelling and so on between the gel and the cream, or is it just a personal preference?
There is a difference, and of course it's a personal preference, but I tell you the difference. The gel is water-based and goes into the skin and the underlying tissues very quickly. So it's useful when you're playing a game, as you said, when you're hiking and you just hurt yourself. The gel goes into the skin very quickly. Now, the cream has a softer texture and penetrates the skin more slowly, which allows for massaging, which in itself sometimes eases the pain. So if you prefer a massage, you have the time, use the cream. If you're on the go and you need a quick relief, use the gel. And as I said, if really it's an extensive stiffness and pain or extensive bruising, because Arnica is also good for bruising all over, it's better to use the pellets. And that's why we have the 30C, Arnica 30C pellets with the tube of cream or gel.
Very, very easily used and so important, I have in my mind, to have that around at home on a regular basis. And there's an area where Arnica has become very, very popular, and I'm speaking in the area of cosmetic surgical approaches. So many of the forward-thinking cosmetic surgeons recommend to their patients that they have Arnica on hand, and it is able to be used almost immediately after completion of the surgery, as soon as the anesthesia has dissipated. So there are so many different ways that it is helpful. And when we come back from our short break, what I want to talk about is just a higher dose or a different level of Arnica Montana, Boiron Arnica Montana in the purple tube. You are listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking today with Christoph Merville of Boiron, and we're learning all about the important uses of homeopathic medicines. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm speaking to you from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, located at 3105 North State Road 7, as you just heard. But probably a good idea, if you're not exactly certain where the PennDOT Shopping Center is, give us a call, 754-307-1655, and we will give you very specific directions for finding us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And there's such good reason to find us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The prices. Oh my goodness, the prices. So just before the break, I was speaking about the Boiron Arnicare Gel Pain Relief Value Pack. Very, very important savings. You are going to save almost $4 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. You can buy this Pain Relief Value Pack for $11.69, and during the month of June, the entire month of June, you are going to find 10% off that price. So $1.70 off the $11.69 value price that you find here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Same price profile if you choose the Arnicare cream. So the value pack really is a special value pack for the month of June. Okay, just before the break, and speaking with Boiron's representative, Christoph Merville, I have some questions about Arnica Montana 200 CK, and this is in a purple tube. Christoph, tell us what sets the purple tube formulas apart.
Well, basically, it's not prepared the same way as with the letter C. It's a different method that has been, experimented in the 1820s. So, just a little bit after homeopathy was invented. But for us, for everybody who listens, it is in fact another scale of dilution. It's a little bit as an analogy if you were using another unit. If you measure, like me, in kilometers, or if you use it in miles, the distance might be the same, but the number is not the same. So 200 CK is not stronger than 30 C. It is not more potent. It is just a middle dilution, a run-of-the-mill dilution. And the reason why it's important to have it is that some healthcare professionals are used to it, prefer recommending it, so that's why it's important. But you can use alternatively 200 CK if you're not sure what dilution to choose. It's in the middle. It would work not as well as if you were choosing the right dilution, 6C or 30C, but it's a possible choice.
Okay. And so I will tell people that the Arnica Montana that we're talking about in the Boiron purple tubes, $7.59. And you will get 76 cents off that price. So for under $7, you're going to get a pain relief, very effective medicine from Boiron. Now, I have a question. You mentioned that people can use homeopathic formulas along with any other type of treatment that they may be utilizing. So if someone is taking, let's say, a blood pressure medication or a cholesterol-lowering medication, taking any of the homeopathic formulas that we'll be discussing this morning, that is a safe combination?
Well, homeopathic medicines are, as I said, very diluted. And above 3C, they don't interact with conventional medicines or supplements or herbs. Under that number, of course, they would, but they are not really available on the market. So you can perfectly, as I do, have a chronic treatment for high blood pressure and use an appropriate homeopathic medicine for to occasional sleeplessness or to treat the aches and bruises and things like that. So this is possible. The exception is, of course, the topical. Anything you put on your skin, I always recommend to put only one thing, only one medicine on your skin at a time. If you use a SPF, remove the SPF, the sun protective lotion or cream before applying arnica and vice versa, because you would modify the absorption of one or the other of the elements. So that's my only recommendation, but it's general, not peculiar to homeopathic topicals.
Okay, very good recommendation indeed. And speaking in the area of trauma, where we have been talking about the Arnicare gel, the Arnicare cream, and Arnica Montana pellets, the next thing that I'm going to go to, because I think that first aid is one of the best approaches when you are considering what to take for a particular issue that would come under the umbrella of first aid, and I'm talking about calendula gel. So we just decided that, yes, indeed, it's important not to combine topical medications at the same time. So this calendula gel would not necessarily be used at the same time that you were using Arnicare cream or gel. And calendula gel kind of is in a slightly different area. So why would you choose Boiron First Aid calendula gel over the Arnicare gel?
So you'll use Arnicare for pain, stiffness, and bruising, and bumps. That's from trauma. You will use calendula every time the skin, this time, is damaged, like, for example, chafing, like a small wound, or minor burn. I'm talking just about minor burns, third-degree burns. That needs to be treated surgically and be seen by a healthcare professional. But, in fact, if you want to use the gel, it's good when you are been bitten or stung by an insect. I would recommend for skin irritation or minor wounds, I would recommend using either calendula cream or calendula ointment, because they keep the skin moisturized and that speeds the healing of the skin. The gel doesn't do that. The gel is a little bit more astringent. You can use it for after shaving, for example. It will tighten the skin a little bit, but really for irritated skin, rashes, chafing, turf burn, things like that, or minor wounds or burns, calendula cream or ointment is the best after proper disinfection.
Would the calendula gel be an appropriate choice for moms dealing with babies that have a diaper rash?
So what I do for diaper rash is, first of all, if I can keep the baby, you know, without diapers for as long as possible. I know it's not always practical, but you want to keep those the skin very dry as possible. So I would do, to soothe the irritation, I would apply a very thin layer of cream and make sure that the skin is dry. And you'll see if you do that regularly, the irritation will heal up much, much faster. But I insist, use always a thin layer. You want to keep the skin breathing. If you use a thick layer, you're going to do an occlusion. That means you will prevent the skin to breathe, and it's never a good idea, especially for diaper rash.
Now, here's some questions that might take a little bit more discussion. I am looking at Boiron Sleep Aid. It's called Quietude. And I speak as a nutrition counselor to so many people who are dealing with sleep issues. Either they find that they have trouble falling asleep. It takes them a very long time to get to sleep. Maybe they toss and turn and they really don't feel as though when they wake up and get out of bed in the morning, they don't necessarily feel well rested. And maybe, unfortunately, they might have a digital clock within their field of vision while they're sleeping, and they might be waking up, let's say, every hour or every couple of hours, and they look at the clock, and that's just kind of an additional form of stress that is a sleep interrupter. So let's talk about how to use the sleep aid Boyron has called Quietude, and give us some expectations of what people may be able to achieve when they use Quietude.
So, of course, once you have done, you've taken the proper measures to have a good quality sleep as much as you can always try Quietude. You will take it in the evening, one dose, that's two tablets, and another dose, two tablets, at bedtime. Now, Quietude will not sedate you. That means you will go to sleep, have a better quality of sleep, but you will be able to wake up and do whatever you need to do during the night without being drowsy. That's very important. You will not wake up drowsy in the morning. What it does is, in fact, it rebalances the cycle between day and night. If you don't have a good quality sleep, you're often drowsy and sleepy during the day. And what Quietude does, it rebalances, helps you to go back to a more natural cycle. And it works also well on uneasy sleep where you're half asleep or you have nightmares and it's not, you wake up in the morning and you said my night has been very bad. So Quietude will work on that as well. So one good thing about Quietude is it doesn't induce drowsiness in the morning. I recommend you take it for a few days to let the cycle, resynchronize themselves. And of course, as you said, take all the appropriate measures to improve the quality of sleep, like not sleeping with an open tablet or beware of LED blue lights and things like that.
So important, because so many people are dealing with this problem. And so when we come back after taking this short break on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, one of the areas of discussion that I'd like to approach would be how people who may be taking prescription sleep medication or might be very much in the habit of using over-the-counter pharmaceuticals to achieve sleep. And let's see how we can make the transition into something that is non-habit forming, will not produce grogginess, and certainly doesn't have the potential for any kind of drug interactions. And in the meantime, we need to take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'm speaking to you from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. Keep in mind that we are just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, also known as State Road 7. You can turn right at the first traffic light south of Sample Road in the city of Margate, and we are in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And after this radio show, I will be available to sit with you and review your blood work, your health issues, your supplement program, whatever health concerns you might have. Our very special guest today joining me, Christophe Merville, and we're discussing Boyron homeopathic products. Stay tuned, more to come.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and due to some technical difficulties, I will be your host for today, and I'm sure that Mr. Al Foreman will be back with you tomorrow on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm speaking with our special guest, Christophe Merville, and we're talking about Boiron homeopathic medicines. And just before the break, I was asking about using the sleep aid called Quietude from Boiron, and I think that a lot of people might be very cautious about or very concerned as well about making a transition possibly from the pharmaceutical that they may be taking or the over-the-counter pharmaceutical they may be taking, and then making the switch to sleep aid, Quietude, which is non-habit-forming and no grogginess. Important aspects for people using different products to achieve good sleep. So, Christophe, if you would tell us, if someone is currently using either a prescription pharmaceutical or an over-the-counter drug, how would you suggest introducing Quietude?
Well, you can use both at the same time with no problem. As I said, they won't interact. But there is a very important aspect. If you are already taking a sleeping aid that's on prescription, you might want to check with your pharmacist or with your doctor to see how you can safely withdraw from taking the pill. In some cases, you have medicines that are, when you stop them abruptly, you might have side effects and withdrawal syndromes. So I would always recommend to check with your healthcare professional, your pharmacist, before stopping immediately. Now, that said, Quietude and another of our medicine, which is called Sedalia, are used to help with the transition. They just make the transition towards no sleeping aid more comfortable. And it's very simple. You take them as written on the drug facts on each packaging.
Okay, so taking Sedalia and Quietude at the same in the same 24-hour period is an appropriate use of these two medications from Boiron.
If you have more symptoms of stress, like agitation, palpitation, you don't feel okay, you feel apprehensive, then Sedalia is probably better. If it's simply a question of quality of sleep, Quietude would be the best.
Okay, so the package of the Sedalia says if you are fatigued, and possibly the fatigue is the outcome of unrelenting stress, if you find that you're irritable, if you are jittery and nervous, if you're hypersensitive to noises and sounds, hypersensitive to energy and people around you,
Sedalia is the choice to make. And then if you want to get to sleep, have restful sleep, overcome occasional awakening over the course of the night, quietude from Boiron would be the choice. Now, both of these products are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for $9.19. Typically, you will find them at $11.99. So there's already a very nice saving here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But for the entire month of June, you will find an additional 10% off these two products. So almost a dollar. Off the Quietude and Sedalia. So two great products to help you overcome the effects of stress and then also overcome the effects of not getting a good night's sleep. One of the things that I'm going to say has to do with a very commonly prescribed pharmaceutical for sleep, and the product that I'm talking about is Ambien, and I have a number of clients who have been using Ambien for a while, and they might have not known prior to coming to see me that some of the side effects associated with Ambien are relatively dramatic. I had one client wake up behind the wheels of his car in his pajamas and about 10 miles from home. So he woke up driving the car. So he had been asleep, got out of bed, got to the car, started driving while he was asleep, which is, you know, virtually impossible to imagine something like that. In addition, it's a very common side effect to be awakened or to sleep, eat. So people go into their kitchens and raid the refrigerator, the cabinets, and in the morning face a terrible mess in their kitchen, and they wonder who could have done this. And indeed, it was themselves who did this eating while they were asleep. So pretty significant side effects associated with Ambien. And if you are looking to make a change, here are the approaches. Sedalia to give you some stress relief, and it could be the stress interfering with the quality of your sleep, and the Quietude from Boiron, the sleep aid that will help you get to sleep and enjoy very nice restful sleep. And they're both available at 10% off our everyday low prices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, another very common issue is heartburn, bloating, upset stomach, acid indigestion, all of those things possibly associated with food choices that you're making, but possibly can be triggered just by having a sip of water. So all of those symptoms of indigestion, very much something that can be addressed through homeopathic medicine. So, Christoph, if you will, tell our listeners a little bit about Acidil.
Okay, Acidil is a homeopathic medicine that you will take if you feel that the heartburn, means that burning just on the top of the stomach, and acid indigestion, that means belching, that tastes acidic, and because your digestion is slowed down. For many reasons, you may have, eaten a little bit too much or eaten something that is not easily digestible, or you can be also stressed out. That's a major factor for indigestion. So if you want to relieve those symptoms, you can take Acidil. I will recommend that, of course, you follow the directions on the packaging. You dissolve 2 tablets every 15 minutes for 1 hour, and you can take this before meals. But I want just to warn everybody, if you have chronic heartburns, if you have stomach pain for more than a few days, get it checked, because that's not something you want to mask. You want to have it absolutely checked. It can be a symptom of something more serious. But you can take Acidil for, a few days and to help your stomach go better.
Okay, so right on the front of the box, it says indigestion and lists the different symptoms of indigestion and very prominently says no drug interactions. What might you have to say to the user of natural substances that may be taking a pharmaceutical to address the symptoms that they're experiencing, the indigestion, the reflux, and so on? There are so many different types of medications that so many people are using, and unfortunately, those medications have a detrimental effect on the chemistry of your digestive tract. So give our listeners, if you will, Christoph, the information that they do not need to be concerned if they begin using the acetyl as something in addition to their pharmaceutical. And then, as you mentioned before, with the sedalia and the quietude, begin working with their physicians about slowly withdrawing or minimizing their exposure to the pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes, I would say the key word here is occasional heartburn or acid indigestion. If you have that for a few days, you can, of course, self-medicate, preferably using acetyl, of course, but whatever you do, do it for a few days. And if you don't feel relief, don't turn to systematically to, conventional OTC medicines without consulting an healthcare professional, because chronic heartburn, secretion of acid, might damage the stomach, and you want to have that checked. So the key word is, whatever you use for acid indigestion or heartburn, use it for a few days. If you don't find any relief, it's time to get that checked. Especially with a conventional
advice, because they are and fluid. It's really interesting, because if people were to take a look at the instructions associated with the pharmaceutical that they've been given to counteract the uncomfortable symptoms of heartburn and reflux and bloating, upset stomach, all of that, they would see that in general those pharmaceuticals are meant to be used for 2 to 4 weeks, not over a very long time. And I speak to people, unfortunately, I speak to people who've been on those heartburn and reflux medications in some cases for as long as several years. So when you're experiencing indigestion, when you're dealing with that uncomfortable digestive system situation, it's really important to understand that it's a signal from your body. Something's going wrong, and you absolutely need to address it, understand possibly the food choices that you're making, understand possibly that stress could have an impact on your ability to handle certain foods, and you may also be dealing with a food choice that ultimately is not the best one for you. So any of our listeners who may be out there and they're experiencing those unpleasant symptoms, acetyl is available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for the low, 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 low price of $8.49. And keep in mind, for the next 30 days, the month of June, you are going to have 10% off all of the products here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So 10% off all of the Boiron products and all of the very fine brands that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm speaking with our very special guest today, Christoph Merville. We are reviewing all of the Boiron products, and when we come back, I will be talking about Cold Calm, Oscillocosinum, Sabadil. So all of these are kind of related, and we'll draw the string that relates all of these different products. In the meantime, You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be right back.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers, all of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Hi, and welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking today with Christoph Merville of the Boiron Company, and we're talking about the whole, or many of, not the whole range, but many of the products that Boiron has brought to the marketplace that are so effective to overcome our irritating symptoms and help us feel better in so many different areas. I'm looking at two different products, the Sabadil and the Cold Calm. Sabadil will give us allergy relief. So if South Floridians have been suffering recently because of the pollen count, because of the way the winds have been blowing here in South Florida, unfortunately, the wildfires that we are experiencing as well. Here is an approach that's most appropriate for getting rid of those symptoms that are so debilitating, so stressful. When your allergies are blossoming, here's a very safe, very appropriate medication for you to be taking. Christoph, tell us a little bit about the best ways to use Sabadil.
So as for all homeopathic medicines, it's best to take Sabadil as soon as possible. And myself, I take it, when I know the season of pollen is upon me. I don't wait for the first sneeze. I take it in the morning or three times a day. And if should I be in contact with the allergen and have an episode of hay fever, I will right away dissolve the tablets in my mouth. I don't need water. It's the tablets dissolved in the mouth in seconds. And I take two tablets every 15 minutes for 1 hour. Then I go back to my three times a day, two tablets regimen to decrease the frequency and intensity of hay fever episodes. That's very simple. Once again, and you can give Sabadil to children. I think it's above 3 years old, but it's on the packaging.
Okay, so does the Sabadil work only, let's say, on the upper respiratory system? Can you use it to relieve any kind of allergy symptoms? Maybe people get a little bit of a headache. Sometimes people get itchy skin. Does the Sabadil work for those types of allergic reactions as well?
So Sabadil has been really formulated for hay fever, for upper respiratory. However, it contains a homeopathic preparation called Histaminum 9C, and this is the medicine that addresses all type of allergic reaction, including itching. But for itching or hives or you know, allergic reaction on the skin, or even food allergies, I would recommend people to consult our Brown Medicine Finder, which is a free app for tablets or smartphones. And it covers, in fact, more than 420 different conditions. And there you'll find the exact combination you need for hives or for all other types of allergy. But Sabadil, once again, best for irritated eyes and, of course, upper respiratory symptoms of allergy.
Okay. Now, right next to the Sabadil, I see cold relief, cold calm, and that's sneezing, runny nose, nasal congestion, sometimes a scratchy throat. Sometimes those can be the symptoms of an allergic reaction. So tell us how people should make the decision about taking cold relief or allergy relief.
Usually allergy relief, you really have the itching in the nose, a clear, very clear discharge and spasmodic sneezing. With if it's a cold, usually you have you might have runny nose with a thicker discharge, especially after several days. It doesn't it lasts longer. You may develop a fever, and also sneezing is not that intense. I would always recommend people to take their temperature. A mild elevation of temperature, definitely you're facing a cold. So cold count can be taken, of course should be taken at the onset of cold, but can be taken at any period during the cold, from the onset to the final phase.
Okay, so here are two very reasonable approaches for people who are dealing with an allergic response to some exposure. And then if you've been exposed to a cold virus, here is the way with cold calm from Boiron. Here is the way to minimize the expression of those symptoms of a cold, those symptoms that are so much interfering with the quality of our days. So if you're dealing with sneezing, a runny nose, a sore throat, that nasal congestion, the runny nose, as I said, cold calm is the way to do. And as Christoph was mentioning, so effective and so easy to use because you don't have to have water to swallow it. You just put two tablets on your tongue and they dissolve very, very quickly and are going to work to relieve your symptoms virtually immediately. And so if you've been someone who's been suffering with allergies and maybe you've been using an antihistamine formula and that antihistamine formula kind of makes you feel very fatigued, literally drowsy because of the antihistamine benefit, allergy relief in Sabadil from Boiron will very much take care of your symptoms without that drowsy sensation. Cold calm from Boiron also non-drowsy. So if you're taking a typical over-the-counter medication and there's a warning that says, don't operate an automobile or heavy machinery until you know your response to this medication, you don't have to worry about something like that. And I should mention that both of the products, the Sabadil and the Cold Calm, are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at very, very special prices. $9.19, so you absolutely can't beat it. 60 tablets in both packages, $9.19, and 10% off for the entire month of June. Okay, the last one, oscillococcinum. This is something to help you overcome symptoms of the flu. And my big question to you, Christoph, is, should people take it at the first sign of illness, or should they take it as a preventive? How should they take oscillococcinum?
Now, oscilococcinum in the U.S. is really marketed to be taken at the onset of symptoms. So if you don't know if it's a cold or a flu, take it right away because it works better, and that has been confirmed in two studies on several hundred of people. It works best when you take it at really when you feel that first scratchy throat, slight fever elevation, or just a headache, and you know that you are going to have a severe cold or a flu. Don't wait until you confirm that. Take Oscilo, one dose in the mouth, no water needed, every 6 hours, as soon as possible. So that's probably the best thing. Once you've tried oscilococcinum for the first time and you've seen that really it cuts the flu in its development very, if you take it very early on, you will keep it in your first aid and distribute it to your family because flu is contagious. And think also to take Oscilo when you're traveling, when you're going in on planes or airports where, you know, viruses are everywhere. You can take that, but I insist it's to be taken at the onset of symptoms.
Okay, and I should say that it's very safe for toddlers to take. On the package, it tells you that it's safe for ages 2 and up. And one of the suggestions that I make to people at the very first thought, you might not even have a specific symptom, but the very first thought that you, am I coming down with something? Start with the oscilococcinum right then. You have the potential to essentially ward off that flu or cold. And it's really interesting because you may know that you're not at a 100% level of function, but you're not dealing with the body aches, the fever, the fatigue, all of those unpleasant symptoms that come along with the, unfortunately, that come along with the flu. And I have to tell you, Christoph, thank you so much for joining me for this hour. I am sure we have given our listeners lots of high-quality information that they can be using safely and effectively and with a great high level of confidence because they have a greater understanding of Boiron products and homeopathy. So thanks so much for joining me for the hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a very informative conversation, and I have to tell our listeners, we will be back tomorrow at 10 with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Thanks for listening. See you then.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.